Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me, where am I supposed to go? Supposed to believe? If only you knew what I knew, then you could see just what I see.
Sisters of the celestial energy, Brother Wisdom, I know you guys are watching what's going on in Minnesota. I know you're watching. I know you're seeing what's happening right now. I know you're seeing they about burnt down a part of the city. And you know, like one of the other brothers said tonight, I watched them, don't get caught in that trap. You know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get us, the awakened ones, we who are awakened, they're trying to get us to become emotional, to want to go and fight with them. And we cannot fall into that trap. I remember watching Avatar Airbender, and the it was season one. The episode was called The Avatar State. And it was the Earth Kingdom, and they kept sending their men out to fight against the Fire Kingdom. And Avatar comes there with, you know, Katara and all, and Sokka, and the general of the Earth Kingdom were like, "We need Aang, we need you to go into the Avatar state because we need to beat the Fire Kingdom, okay? And our people are dying, our men are dying, and they're coming back hurt or whatever." And Katara was like, "We can't do this because Aang still has to master the," what she said, "the elements, or the or basically the forces." And you know, this is in a cartoon. And what happened was the general of the Earth Kingdom wanted to test Aang to make him mad, to make him emotional, so that he can go into the Avatar state. So he started hurting Katara, and Aang went into the Avatar state because he was emotional. And that's the only way that he could go into the Avatar state, is through his emotions. And you must understand that these Earth beings want us to get emotional. They want us to get outside of ourselves. Aang then refused to fight with them against the Fire Nation because he says that he wasn't ready and he needed to go and get the rest of the training that he needs. Alright? So in this sense here, so many of you are getting your training that you need. Alright? So many of you are getting the training that you need through your meditation, your Tai Chi, all the different lessons that you're getting. Alright? I'm getting ready to prepare a lesson. I'm preparing a lesson for, to talk about the Orgone Pyramids and how they work in our dimensional ascension. Alright? How they help us to ascend to a whole new level. Alright? So, but the thing about it is, we must understand that we cannot go ahead of the energy. If you guys pay close attention, a date was given. We must wait for the energy, even though everything is rising all over the planet. We see the cosmic energy rising. We see all this stuff that's happening right now. But, excuse me there. But we have got to remain in balance. We cannot allow ourselves to be emotional and be carried away by what's going on the outside of us. We must remember to focus on ourselves, because this is the only way that we're going to be able to defeat these beings on our planet. The only way, which means that we must remain focused, we must continue on the path. Get your monoatomic gold. If you haven't started your monoatomic gold, your colloidal silver, get it. Your copper, get it. It's important. because I've been doing my monatomic gold in my copper. I don't have any collateral silver out, but I had some of it, and I used it all up. But I will be getting more collateral silver. But the main thing is for us to remain in balance and not get carried away by what's going on outside of us. Watch everything that's going on. How are the brothers and sisters up who are doing this thing? Now, you have to also remember, all right, it wasn't the brothers and sisters alone. It wasn't the brothers and sisters alone. These earth beings were there also. They were there also. So you got to understand who's starting the fire and who's not. I'll tell you this right here. When I was a police officer, I had a talk with an older guy some years ago when I was a police officer, and he had told me about the Detroit riots. And he explained to me everything that happened. And he had talked about how he said Woodward Avenue was literally owned by our people. It was owned by the Golden Race. All right? And we had millions of dollars coming through Woodward Avenue and was going directly into our communities, just like the Black Wall Street was. But this was in the 60s. And these orc politicians and all, they wanted Woodward Avenue, which they have Woodward Avenue now. But he said, the brother said, the Detroit Free Press had put in the papers that an orc man, or how it said, was a white man, kills a black mother and her son and dumps them in the Detroit River. And then the Detroit News posted an article saying a black man rapes a white woman, brutally beats her, and now she's in intensive care. And this is what started the whole riot thing. All right? Now, the brother says, our people were not burning down our businesses. He said he saw the sheriffs and the police officers and politicians throwing Molotov cocktails, or what they call firebombs, into the black-owned businesses and burning them down. And then after they burnt them down, the people who owned the businesses tried to get insurance claims, and the insurance company had literally denied their claim and had severed themselves from these businesses that was owned by the brothers. All right, so you got to understand who really burnt down Minnesota. Was it our people that did that? Was it these orc beings that did it? Because, you know, you got to understand what's going on. So they're trying to get us to become emotional. They're trying to get us to get out of our area of focus, which is ourselves. Understand what's going on. It's not targeted toward those people who are asleep. This is all targeted towards those who are awake, because they want us to react in a way so that in a way that's unmannerable, so that they can say we got the awakened to become emotional, and now we know that we can handle the rest. All right, so we just got to stay level head. War is coming, my people. It is coming. We will be able to do what we need to do. The energy is not here yet the energy on the planet, the cosmic energy, is building. All right, we also have to wait also for these 13 cosmic waves to come in. You can't go ahead of the energy. Just remember that. You can never go ahead of the energy, because you go ahead of the energy, you're going to literally mess yourself up. Then you have to start all the way back over. And those cosmic waves are not coming back just for you. All right? They're not coming back just for you. We got another major cosmic wave that's coming June 4th, which will be a Thursday, I believe. Thursday, June 4th, because the last one was Friday. Or was it Saturday? I got to look at the calendar again. I'm kind of tired right now. Had a long day at work. But I think it's going to be Thursday, June 4th, if I'm right. But the key point is we have a lot of things to build us up. We got the cosmic energy, we got the cosmic waves that's coming in. We've got these delta waves that's coming in from the sun also that we need to be meditating under. We need to be practicing our Tai Chi, getting the orgone energy pillars or the orgone pyramids. All right, you can order them on Amazon if you can't make one, because I'm going to be making my own. But if you can't make one, you can order them on Amazon. You can order them on eBay. You can order them on Etsy. You may be able to go to Craigslist. Somebody may be selling them on Craigslist. Don't know. But you can order your orgone pyramids if you don't have the ability to make them, or if you don't have the right facility, to do such works. So the key point is for us to begin building ourselves, focusing on ourselves. That's the main thing that we've got to do, because we're going to be faced with a enemy who at the same time is scared, but altogether he doesn't want to give up his prize. It's like a dog that won't let go of that other animal. All right? And he's got those jaws locked tight, and this is where they are, and you don't want to let go. And this is what's going on with these orc beings right now. You know, they got their jaws locked tight, and they don't want to give up. They don't want to give in. They don't want to let go. All right? So you got to understand the battle that we're going to be facing, which means that we have to be totally in balance. We have to be ready to fight these beings. We have to be ready to do them in the honor of our ancestors, but we're going to be using a totally different weapon. We're not going to be going there pop, 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 bang, bang, bang. All right? We're not going to be doing that. We're going to be going using nothing but pure energy. We're going to be using energy from our solar plexus, energy from the higher dimensional parts of our bodies. We're going to be using heavy levels of cosmic powers. All right? So just understand, my people. Just understand that our enemies are targeting us. All right? They're targeting us, and they're using us as scapegoats. They're trying to use us as scapegoats. All right? They're trying to get us to fall off our rocker, and we're not going to do that. All right? We're not going to do that. We're not going to fold into them so easily. All right? So just wanted to pass that message on to you guys so that you guys can understand what the heck is going on. They're targeting us. All right? That young brother, what's his name? I can't think of his name. I just watched his video, and he was talking on the same thing. So I was like, I just want to elaborate on that, on that information, you know, just to let you know, you know, I want to use the Avatar. You know, I was watching that. If you get a chance, go on the cartoon Avatar, The Last Airbender, and look up, it's going to be season one, and it's going to be the title, The Avatar State. And it's just so important that was so important to be brought out to say, okay, yeah, I know that you're at war, but I am not ready yet. And all the years that the years that we've been in meditation, even though this is one day, the energy that we spend in meditation, we're just now getting to this point right here where we're getting equal with the energy, but we're not completely equal with it. All right? So by the time October gets here, we're going to be in tuned with this energy, and then we'll be ready for war. All right? This is a daily effort. Disciplined mind, a clean heart, a focused spirit, all right? A soul without baggage, all right? What you call a hollow soul, so that the energy can flow through you and you will be very powerful. Brother Ramon, I was just talking with him today, leaving work, and he's like, you know, he just figured out that he was a waterbender. I was like, yeah, I could have told you that. But he was like, I needed to find out on my own. And I was like, yeah, of course. You know, but the thing about it is, you know, find out what force that you deal with and practice. All right. And like I say, you have the cartoons here to show you what to do. You got the cartoons to show you what to do. All right. They're all there. Everything is there. These orb beings have literally put everything in your face. All right. So, and they put everything in your face, and you just got to see it as face value education. All right, guys. Just want to pass that on to you guys. I catch you guys a little later. Hope you understand that. You're not ready for war until the energy has completed you. When the energy has completed you, then you're ready for war. All right? We don't want to do anything prematurely. All right? All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Peace to you all.
Born in a competition with a feeling that something's missing. Bred in a corn addiction with a synthetic composition. On the brink of a civil war or the forming of one religion. I wonder what came first, dinosaurs or Darwinism? Pledging allegiance to a flag since elementary. Writing curses and curses and casting spells, stung by the spelling bee. And they say, congratulations, you graduated. From slavery to paid slavery, you actually made it. Here, take this gown and cap and wave it. Like a celebration of going to school just to get a job to pay for it. Like a nation that traded its minerals in exchange for paper payment. Here, these are your gods, you have to praise them. I wonder who we worship if we weren't captured and traded. Consider this my affidavit. Yeah, it's the ruling class here to rule your ass. Prescription drug thug, cocaine mule your ass. Agricultural skills sure would suit your ass. But they say, living off the land is a useless path. Here, work for dead presidents. Food your ass. Any revolutionaries, they remove your ass. Fast, click, clack, quick blast, in a flash. Whiplash from the kickback or the impact. Put the shit back, as long as my head is intact. I be as political as I want, cause I get taxed. Nah, this ain't no fucking diss track to diss track. A useless chit chat and syntax on whose ass is this bad and who has the sick tag. Who's batting this average? Compare his passes to his passes. It's 1,000 sports channels. You can get this package or this package. Who's this savage? Hey, let's compare your emotional baggage to my emotional baggage and see who calls each other bitch bastards. Haters go out their way to fuck up my day. But I ain't even worried about your bitch ass. And it's quite the optic, hard to take your eyes off it. They make the sky toxic, prescribe the antibiotic. Make a high profit, divide the margin. You could die off it if you do, they hide the autopsy. What the fuck are you supposed to do? Morgellons in your kosher food. What the fuck is even kosher food? Third generation crops won't produce. Be careful who you keep close to you. I'm from Atlanta, but shouts out to my Oakland crew. They say Bobby Ray the older you is overdue. I say, hey, sorry, I got a little caught up exposing truths. I used to think, what would Hova do? Not think, what the fuck would Macho Man and Hulk Hogan do? Now, if Steve Austin was America and The Rock was Afghanistan, then Russia and China would be Triple H and Illuminati would be Vince McMahon. Now, when the haters are the Undertaker, the crowd doesn't stand a chance. When the international bankers are walking through the stands, slide your ass in the van. You think you a fan, but you really just a lamb. Niggas start trends every day, but don't ever get no pair of Vans. What the fuck is in advance? Niggas live on color people time. What the fuck is in advance? I don't fucking understand. I just want my fucking band. I'm a walking, talking human conundrum, like a Muslim going ham, looking for the promised land. False stories of Christopher Columbus holding Pocahontas' hand. Black history is the shortest month. I just hope you understand when the native Indians don't get shit, but Thanksgiving and some yams, like, here, here's a few casinos, huh? Sorry we took all your land, huh? Well, let's just move on, because America's great. Man, I fucking love it. Democratic or Republic. Lightning rod, change the subject. All of these religions, I'm glad I found one. All of these beliefs, and mine's the right one.
trying to process all of this info you hide from. So you wait the fuck up, I don't need your advice, son. Culture and religion condition your mind, hun. Whatever's prohibited, I'ma defy them. The smell of freedom is making my eyes run. To authority, I'm the antithesis. I'm not a pacifist or a philanthropist. And I ain't got all the answers. I just got a louder mic and better stances, bitch. Oh, I'm sorry, did I offend you? What the fuck you think goes on at schools you send your kids to? What the fuck you think they serve for lunch? What's on the menu? That's my only ratchet shit is what these kids is into. A language comprehensible. Friends do what they friends do. People act for fucking hard, but really they just gentle. Psychological children, grown-ups with issues. Grown-ups with children who grow up with issues. Cancer tissues, abandonment, misuse. Subliminal marketing, screaming, here, let me fix you. I have the cure. I have the remedy. I am the savior. I am not the enemy. But give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money. Everybody's in debt, but this is a free country. They dock your pay. What a mockery. Why you on the clock? Hickory dickory dockery. They want cable. They want coffee. They want comedy. Anything to take their mind off being property. Trying to say it properly. Working on my tax, but I am the anomaly. They know I'm the shit like an ileo colonoscopy. They know I'm the shit by just looking at my discography. They know I've been sent to awaken this idiocracy. Mass media, hypocrisy, turn into a worker bee. Harvest a honey tree. I'm just being honest, B. Mother Earth quakes underneath. Father sky up above the sea. God the Father, the sky, Son of God, the Son, Amun Ra, the I. No more amen, no more folded hands, goodbye. Adios, au revoir.
They tried to bury us, deep divers, but they forgot that we were seeds. Peace, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in nature, baby. Oh, a butterfly just flew over there. It's so beautiful, deep divers. I'm just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. It's over. It's over. Deep divers, it's over. Right now, the Matrix is finished with. It's a system failure. Everything that's happening right now on the planet, lockdown, COVID-19, quarantine, police brutality, rest in power, George Floyd. This is all a sign that this matrix is finished with. We are truly in the apocalypse, the last days. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? It is over, deep divers. Celebrate. Rejoice. Because this system is done with. Finished with. Done and dusted, deep divers. Shout out to all the chosen ones out there. Shout out to all the deep divers out there. In 2019, I made a video talking about what was going to come in 2020. And I predicted this whole pandemic. I predicted everything that's happening right now on the planet. A lot of people asked me. I got thousands of messages. People asked me, Ralph, how did you know? I'm a clairvoyant, deep divers, born on March 3rd at 3:03. I can see things before they happen. And the universe is working in my favor. Slow motion this side. Because 2020 is actually 2012. It's actually 2012 in the Ethiopian Orthodox calendar right now. 2012 was when the Mayan calendar